Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Inner Sight. Inner Sight is simply seeing that which is always present but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So stay with us and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our theme for today is the Festival of Goodwill. And we're also giving you a gift today, so stay tuned for that. We'll tell you more about that gift later and tell you how to order that gift. And we'll begin with a thought from the founder of Lucis Trust, Alice Bailey. And Alice Bailey wrote 24 volumes of literature, and all of the dialogue on this show emanates from the works of Alice Bailey, as does this thought. The hope of the world lies in the development of goodwill. Not peace, as the word is usually interpreted, but the cultivation of a spirit of goodwill, intelligently applied. I think that one of the things that we'd like to, since we're speaking about goodwill, we'd like to talk about the Festival of Goodwill and perhaps even invite you to join us with that in that festival as we explain and talk about it later on. But let's start off with the question about the Festival of Goodwill. Can you tell us something about the Festival of Goodwill?
It's a festival that's held every year and has been observed for many decades now, at least since the 1930s or 1940s. It coincides with the full moon of Gemini. We've talked about how many religious festivals are timed according to the phases of the moon. Passover, Easter, Ramadan, among others. And the Festival of Goodwill comes with the full moon of Gemini. It's the third of the three spiritual festivals, which are discussed at considerable length in the books of Alice Bailey. These three consecutive months of the three spiritual festivals are called the higher interlude of the spiritual year, meaning the highest point of receptivity on our planet to inpouring spiritual energies. And we've talked in recent programs about the Festival of Easter, which is the great Western or Christian festival, and the Wesak festival, which is the great Buddhist festival, the major Eastern festival of Buddhists. And now this third and final festival of goodwill demonstrates the partnership and the cooperation of what are called in the books of Alice Bailey the two brothers, the Buddha and the Christ. And the Buddha arose out of the Hindu tradition of ancient India. A religion developed around his teachings, which is called Buddhism. Christ arose out of the Jewish tradition, and a religion developed around his teachings, which is called Christianity. So we can see that there are really four major world faiths represented in their cooperation. And on this day, the Christ acts as representative of humanity, receiving the blessing brought by the Buddha at the time of Wesak, releasing it into human consciousness and stimulating the potential, I think you could say, of human beings to express the energy of goodwill.
Yes, it's a very important festival because it reaches right down to humanity and to human consciousness, and it is the time when the blessing of the Buddha is taken by the Christ and distributed into human consciousness. And it's a very powerful festival, and particularly so if people join together in groups and use this time for group meditation and to also to help distribute the energy of goodwill into human consciousness.
And that's why many groups all over the world do have meditation meetings at this time, and we will be having one here in New York on Saturday, May 25th at 3 o'clock at the Marriott Eastside Hotel. Anyone who is interested in coming is welcome to attend. We have a group meditation to cooperate in this release of spiritual energy into human consciousness. I suppose you could say a word about some of the other names of this festival. It's kind of unusual in that the writings of Alice Bailey give it a number of different names. It's called the Festival of Goodwill. It's also called the Festival of Humanity, because humanity's role in receiving and assimilating and distributing the spiritual energies that pour in at the time of the higher interlude is so crucial. Humanity is the linchpin and the question mark in this whole process of spiritual energy being poured into our world. Humanity has to be the receiving mechanism for its anchorage on Earth. And I think there are some other names of this festival, another one being the Festival of Unification, because unity is a crucial factor in being able to express goodwill.
It's also sometimes referred to as the Christ Festival, because the Christ is the major central figure. In fact, he's the central figure in all three of the festivals. The Easter Festival, of course, the resurrection and the spirit of life and goodwill, and then the Waisak Festival, he is very present as to receive the blessings of the Buddha. And then the this coming festival, the Festival of Goodwill, he is, of course, the central figure. And also at this time, what is important is the sounding of the great invocation. And this is the prayer we'll talk about a little bit later on, but it's the very prayer that Sarah sounds at the end of each of our programs. So you may want to kind of tune in your ear to that, because it's crucial and it's central to the celebration of this Festival of Goodwill.
One of the interesting things about these three spiritual festivals is that they demonstrate or they depict the cooperation of humanity in God's plan, that humanity has a part to play in this bringing of spiritual energy to our world and its distribution to all living things on our earth. So these festivals demonstrate how humanity must be engaged and guided to cooperate with the spiritual hierarchy, with the Creator, in the fulfillment of the plan for our world. And year after year after year, these festivals are observed with an emphasis on meditation, because that's how the human mind is engaged in this cooperation. It's cooperation first and foremost through conscious consent and understanding. That's why meditation is such an important factor.
People use the word goodwill so often, and sometimes I wonder if any of us really understand the deeper meaning of it. We hear that reference to goodwill so frequently, but what does it really mean in the true sense?
It's one of those words, as you say, that's so frequently heard and yet not that easy to define. There are a few definitions that I think give you something to hook your mind onto. One that I especially love, but it's very mysterious, is from the books of Alice Bailey. It says that goodwill is the touchstone that will transform the world. A touchstone, as I understand it, is something by which you measure the worth of something, right? Particularly a mineral. You rub it against a touchstone and it reveals its true quality.
Yeah, that's where it originated. It was I think you rub the gold or whatever the mineral was against this touchstone, and it defines the value of it.
Well, doesn't that thought then that goodwill is the touchstone that will transform the world suggests that all lasting change has to be founded in goodwill, or it has to be premised on goodwill. In other words, if you look at the political realm, coercion and forcing consent from people doesn't have true goodwill, mm-hmm. because their wills are not engaged. They're being convinced against their will. And there's that old cliche, a man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still.
Yeah.
So goodwill is the touchstone that will bring transformation to the world, is one definition. Another is that loving determination or fixed intention to bring about right human relations is an expression of goodwill. Loving intention.
Goodwill is one of the, it's an expression of the energy of love, and it is said in the writings of Alice Bailey that goodwill is humanity's first attempt to express the love of God, and it is related to the will of God, because at the higher end you would have the will of God, and at the lower expression here in the human kingdom, about the best that we can accomplish right now is an expression of goodwill. But that's one thing that gives this energy of goodwill its real dynamic, is because it has this higher source of energy that provides the dynamism and the power that makes this energy so powerful and able to work to build in a building fashion, building right human relations.
Yeah, it has a building quality. It also has a creative aspect that, to my mind, is related to the concept of forgiveness, that both goodwill and forgiveness create for the future. And they turn the consciousness, the determination, the will toward that which it hopes to achieve, rather than being imprisoned in always looking back at the past and trying to settle a score, trying to find justice in circumstances that happened that seem terribly unjust and unfair. If you are engaged in that, you're always trying to recreate the past, and that can't be done. Mm. Whereas goodwill orients you toward the future in that you choose to create something for the larger whole and for the future that will be better than what you have experienced in the past and present. So it has a creative component to it.
Right. It's both an attitude and a harmonizing energy. And it, as you say, it has this... it's not really always taken serious today because it is looked upon as simply a passive kind of expression.
It's not at all passive.
No, it isn't. And it's a very necessary energy to establish any kind of relationships. And that's really what is needed in the world today is the building of relationships. And the energy of goodwill is the only energy that will accomplish this.
It turns aside anger and aggression. It's enormously creative. I remember one time, I think the first time I ever saw somebody express goodwill in a way that I was really able to recognize it was years ago watching Gloria Steinem on a television program in which she was speaking about feminist issues, and a woman in the audience stood up and berated her verbally, really abusively. She was very angry, very defensive. I think Ms. Steinem must have touched on something that really cut her to the quick, because she really went after her. And I remember Gloria Steinem listening to her calmly, kindly, hearing her out, and responding without any aggression or defensiveness at all. She respected that woman's viewpoint and disagreed with some of it, but also accepted what she had to say and what she felt without being hurt by it personally, but also without attacking her in return. And it was such an impressive example of how goodwill turns aside aggression that I've never forgotten it.
Yeah, that's interesting. What you said before also reminds me of that biblical thought, and that is that God knows the heart of man. And I guess true goodwill is being genuine in one's heart about that expression of celebration over another's achievement or joy, and to be in sync with the spiritual world and God. I suppose that genuine feeling has to really be in the heart, not just a platitude. You say, shake someone's hand and say, I wish you well, but in your heart you're saying, I wish I was in that position. I wish I had achieved that, and so forth. But to really feel it in your heart, I think, is something we all have to work on to achieve that goodwill. And speaking of that gift, the Lucis Trust organization is expressing goodwill by giving you that gift today, and the gift is a pamphlet. The title of the pamphlet is The Energy of Goodwill, and I think you'll find it interesting, and I think it'll put all of us on the on a spiritual path and expressing goodwill towards other people as well as ourselves, by the way, too. And if you'd like to order that pamphlet, you can do so by calling our toll-free number. It's 1-866-695-8247. Once again, it's 1-866-695-8247. And an easy way to remember it is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. That's 1-866-NY-LUCIS. LUCIS is L-U-C-I-S. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Our website, by the way, and you can key into all of our previously archived library of shows on the website. We have a lot of them right now, so they'll keep you busy for quite some time if you key into them and develop an interest, as many people have. The website is www.lucistrust.org. And once again, just to remind you of what Sarah had said earlier, that it's at this time of the year we have our Festival of Goodwill, and it's one of the most important meetings that we have. It's a conference that takes place on Saturday, May 25th, and you certainly are welcome to attend with us, meet other people who share the same interests that we have and the teachings that we explore. And one of our most frequently asked questions is, are you a religion? Is Lucis Trust a religion? And no, it's not. It's we consider ourselves to be a spiritual philosophy organization, and we explore all different thoughts. Many times we look for the commonality of good in all religions, and people from many backgrounds attend our meetings and look at different philosophies with us, and more or less we're also united in the idea of how to improve mankind's condition. So you can write for more information or give us a call on that same toll-free number of 1-866-NY-LUCIS if you'd like to find out more about how to attend the Festival of Goodwill. And please remember that all of the work of the Lucis Trust, including this radio program, is funded by the voluntary donations of people like yourselves who support the goals of the Lucis Trust. We're not endowed, nor do we have a wealthy benefactor who helps to pay for this program. We depend on the donations, large and small, of individuals. So please give if you want these programs to continue on the air. You can call up the toll-free number again, or you can, if you've got a pen, write down this address. The donations can be sent to Lucis Trust, and that's at 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And do call us for the free pamphlet, The Gift Energy of Goodwill. In what ways is goodwill working out in the world?
Well, with all that's happening right now in, for example, the Middle East and Afghanistan, I think there's a great desire for goodwill. People may feel that there is really very little goodwill being expressed, but I think it's a matter of knowing what to look for. To begin with, it seems to me that to believe in goodwill as a powerful spiritual energy, you also have to believe that the rule of law lies behind what's happening on the outer planes. And by the rule of law, I mean God's law, spiritual law. If you have that belief that all things are righted eventually, that karma brings divine justice in its own cycle, then I think you don't feel that you have to even every score or render every judgment, that some of that can be left to God, to spiritual forces to take care of. So with that idea in mind, I think that the globalization we see underway in the world is teaching us that if we don't realize and accept that we all belong to something much greater than any one individual, we are never going to achieve goodwill. We are all caught up in something that is far more powerful, far greater, far more significant than any one individual. And I think that's what globalization is bringing so apparent to consciousness today.
I think one of the ways you see goodwill working out is what is trying to counter goodwill, and that's the evil, forces mm-hmm. of evil that are rampant in the world, too. And they kind of, one rises up when the other one does, and goodwill kind of illuminates the evil in the mm-hmm. world by its very presence.
Yeah.
Because it provides an alternative, a more positive, a real positive alternative that allows the energy of love to flow through the world. And wherever that's been tried, we see graphically many ways in which it has produced something far more powerful and positive than evil can ever achieve.
What is that line from Alice Bailey, that goodwill reveals cleavages?
Yes, I think it's...
Is that what you're saying?
Something. Yes, that's part of it, because it's the energy of love, and love brings imperfections to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one reason why I think we have evil rearing its ugly head again in the world. This has been going on for like 100 years or so, but we've been kind of working through these evil tendencies in human nature. But it's because there is such a growth of goodwill in the world, and you can see it in where great lines of relationship are being built, you know, economics, through in the world of finance, in the world of the economy and the globalization that you mentioned, and in the unification and the integration of countries like in Europe and the European Union.
Mm-hmm.
That couldn't be built without the energy of goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
And you see what happens when they bring down the wall, the Berlin Wall. Once mm-hmm. that came down, then everything began to flow from mm-hmm. east to west and through all of the countries in Europe, and there was a great outpouring of creative energy at that mm-hmm. point. And so it breaks down barriers, it reveals cleavages, and it builds bridges. And this is the healthy, positive part of the energy of goodwill.
So would you say that what's happening, for example, in the Middle East might be a temporary effect on the path to real goodwill?
Yes, all of that discontent is being brought to the surface, and it has to be dealt with.
Wrong conditions are being illumined.
Yes.
I don't think you can establish a true peace or ask for harmony when conditions exist that are at their core wrong. And so it's coming to public awareness that there are things that have to be changed on all sides. And that's what they're mm-hmm. dealing with.
I think it's recognized probably in the hearts of most people there mm-hmm. that the eventual outcome has to be built on relationships. And that's the only thing that will strengthen the problems there.
You've talked in the past about World Invocation Day. How is that related to this Festival of Goodwill?
Well, in 1952, 50 years ago now, the first observance of World Invocation Day was held, and it's now something that is truly observed worldwide by groups and individuals in virtually every continent and in many countries. It's based on public recognition and public sounding of the Great Invocation. This is a, at this point, a genuinely a world prayer. It's been translated into some 70 languages.
Oh, goodness, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And more languages are being added all the time. I think the most recent language in which the Great Invocation was translated was the language spoken in Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the name of the language, but how heartening to think that the people of Rwanda can now say the Great Invocation in their own tongue,
mm-hmm.
because they certainly need its healing, stimulating energies. And the idea of World Invocation Day is to fulfill one of the names of this festival, the Festival of Unification, in the sense of inspiring large numbers of people to cooperate in a unified expression or a unified demand for God's light, love, and power to be made recognizable and to manifest on earth. And that's the appeal that stands behind the Great Invocation.
And that's why everybody can participate in this. You don't have to sit on the sidelines and leave it up to somebody else. Everybody listening can participate in this festival, or any time of the year for that matter of fact, by sounding out this great invocation and really reflecting on the meaning behind the words, because that's where the power lies.
Some people make a habit on this particular day, World Invocation Day, of repeating the invocation every hour. Some of them say it every 15 minutes. There is an effort in New Zealand that I know of where a group there has each year for the last 3 or 4 years registered their co-workers so that everybody, an individual, will be sounding the Great Invocation every 15 minutes throughout the 24 hours of World Invocation Day. Another suggestion is people might consider saying it at dawn when they get up, at noon, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, at sunset, and then just before they go to bed. That would be 5 times a day. But this constant expression of demand for God's light, love, and purpose has a powerful potency, because it's said that whatever humanity determines that it must have, it will achieve that, because desire is the strongest force available to us. The point is to lift and transmute our desires.
And, of course, the Great Invocation is the prayer that's said at the end of this show. And, Sarah, I can't tell you how many of our listeners have told me that they say the prayer along with us, as you say the prayer at the tag or the end of the show. So that's about all the time we have for our discussion today. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.